Good morning. This is Sakishvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Jisithi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G20 summit in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro today. Mr. Modi is also expected to hold separate meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi, US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will be among the leaders who will attend the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro today and tomorrow. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Brazil this morning on the second leg of his three-nation visit. India is part of the G20 Troika along with Brazil and South Africa and has been actively contributing to the ongoing G20 summit discussions. During the event, Prime Minister Modi will present India's positions on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration, as well as the voice of the Global South Summit hosted by India in recent years. The theme for this year's G20 summit is Building a Just World and a Sustainable Planet, where Brazil would prioritize the issues of social inclusion, poverty, sustainable development, and reform of global governance institutions. This summit is significant as it would carry on from the priorities laid out by India last year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been conferred with the Grand Commander of the Order of the Niger Award by Nigeria. In his speech, Mr. Modi said he accepts the honour with great humility and dedicated it to the people of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi noted that an Indian Prime Minister is visiting Nigeria after 17 years. He expressed happiness that he got the opportunity to visit Nigeria in his third term. He said India is sending 20 tons of humanitarian aid to support Nigeria in its flood relief efforts. He congratulated Nigeria for becoming a partner country of BRICS. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that India and Nigeria will bring the issues affecting Global South in front of the rest of the world. Several memorandum of agreement, MOUs, were exchanged following the talks in the presence of Prime Minister Modi and President Tinubu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah reviewed the security situation in Manipur in a meeting with senior officials in New Delhi yesterday. According to the sources, he will also hold a detailed meeting over the issue today. The Home Ministry said that the security forces have been directed to take necessary steps to restore order and peace in Manipur. The security situation in the state has remained fragile for the past few days. The ministry stated in a statement that armed miscreants from both communities in conflict have been indulging in violence, leading to loss of life and disruption of public order. It said strict action will be taken against anyone attempting to indulge in violent or disruptive activities. Important cases have been handed over to the NIA for effective investigation. The public has been urged to maintain peace, refrain from believing rumours and cooperate with security forces to maintain law and order in the state. In a related development, the National People's Party NPP withdrew its support to the N. Biren Singh-led Manipur government. NPP has 7 MLAs in the state legislative assembly and supports the BJP-led government in Manipur. The BJP has 32 MLAs. NPP Chief Conrad K. Sangma in a letter said the decision has been taken as his party is concerned about the prevailing law and order situation in Manipur. The party felt that the Manipur government under the leadership of Biren Singh had completely failed to resolve the crisis and restore normalcy, and NPP decided to withdraw its support to the state government with immediate effect. Filmmaker Ashutosh Gowarikar has been appointed as the chairperson of the International Jury for the 2024 International Film Festival of India. Gowarikar, known for films such as Joda Akbar, Lagan and Swades, said he is honoured to be associated with the prestigious film festival, which will be held in Goa from November 20th to 28th. The filmmaker said that cinema is constantly evolving with the times and there is no better place to witness this evolution than at a film festival. He said the IFFI stands as a beacon of this transformation and he is honoured to be a part of it. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Have a nice day.